1000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We're looking at an issue today that's before us very soon. My question today, the issue today, will Florida become the pot capital of America? Will Florida become the pot capital of America? Most of us are aware of the fact and recall the close election, the close voting of 2024, when the pot pushers lost the battle. They wanted to make a constitutional amendment to allow pot to flow in the streets, as I call it, in the state of Florida. I'm thankful that there were enough Christians, conservatives, and patriots that was voted down. We said no, but the pot pushers are back at the wheel. They're trying to drive the issue to the point where it will be approved if they have their way about it in 2026. We're going to talk about that today, and we'll talk about what happens when this takes place. We'll look at and examine some of the states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use. And we will talk with a person today that I believe is a pretty good authority on the subject and the research that he's done and the website that he has in relationship to warning us, identifying that which is taking place and where we're going with that. But ladies and gentlemen, let's just face it. We're in the last of the last days, and the Bible has a very, very clear statement to make in relationship to the pot that we're talking about today. In Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, the latter portion of the verse says, "By their sorceries," that is pharmakeia, drugs, "were all nations deceived." That's end times, last days. We're not there exactly today, but we're on the fast track for that. As I say to some people, it's like being on a jumbo 777, full steam ahead, with no destination identified specifically, but full steam ahead. We're headed there, full steam, in relationship to seeing that. And this broadcast today, we'll be using the authority of the Scripture. It's not a matter of what I think or say. It's a matter of what God's Word says. I call it the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth." And in Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that we can depend on the Word, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Truth matters regardless of what denomination you may be. Truth matters regardless of your political affiliation. Truth matters regardless of the denominational dogma that you might adhere to. Truth matters. And it was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We're there today. We're witnessing the deterioration of truth. We're witnessing the deliberate devolving and the demeaning of truth. But I'm saddened to look at a major headline. The headline says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth." That's the millennials. In fact, according to the survey on that, it says 55% of the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. That's one of the things that affects the problem, the issue that we're talking about today, is the mindset that everybody has his or her own version of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that links the death of truth to what is happening in the decline of America. Former Senator Jim DeMint, in part, says this: what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Another headline says this: Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we find taking place today, where there's no commitment to the truth that's being told. If you don't believe that, just get in a group, talk about a political issue, a theological issue, a doctrinal, biblical, societal issue that you know to be factual, and you'll find those that will challenge your truth. And it's a matter of going back to the fundamental of what is truth. What is truth? May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, it was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said this. Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's what our intents are each and every day on Let's Face the Issues, is to seek the truth, learn it, love it, listen to it, tell it, live it, and defend it even to death. And I pray that as conservatives, Christians, and patriots, as you're tuned in, that will sharpen your focus, develop your grip on what is truth, and your stand for truth, and your willingness to stand even defending truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. The question, the issue today, will Florida become the capital, the pot capital of America? And that possibility is very real. That's the reason early on we're talking about the amendment that is proposed on the ballot. You know, that amendment failed in 2024. The pot pushers, the pot growers, the marijuana industry, and some major deep-pocketed individuals here in the state of Florida funding it out of their pocket, along with the pot growers and the industry that's producing it and spreading it and distributing it across America. We're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, that it's going to be on the ballot for 2026. Now, some might say at this stage, you may be saying, well, that's a long way off. No, it's not. It may seem to be a long way off, but let me just ask you a question to analyze it. It seems as though it was just January, doesn't it? Here we are in the fall of 2025. It is just a short distance before this will be an issue that will be voted on. And the pot industry and the pot pushers and those that are the lobbyists for the marijuana amendment, they're laboring every day, busy, 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 getting, as the old cliche goes, their ducks in a row to make sure that they dot the I and cross the T of having enough signatures to make sure that it goes on the ballot. Ladies and gentlemen, some of the shooters, in fact, I've analyzed many, if not most, of the mass shooters were on some type of psychotropic drugs. Either it's prescribed drugs like Adderall and others, or it was street drugs like marijuana, etc. Psychotropic drugs that alter the mind. alter the thinking. It is a fact that all of the mass shooters were on some type of a psychotropic drug. So, ladies and gentlemen, do we want to increase the potentiality of that in the state of Florida? Are we willing to say no, no, no to the drug pushers and the pot pushers for our state? Ladies and gentlemen, today we have either 29 or 30, and I'll ask our guest in a moment what's that number. I think it's either 29 or 30 states that have already legalized marijuana, both medical use and for recreational use. Listen, every state that legalized marijuana are today suffering the chaos, the calamity, and confusion, the increased social use due to marijuana. Ladies and gentlemen, all independent studies, listen carefully, all independent studies show that marijuana is the gateway drug to every other hard drug, heroin, cocaine, etc., etc. Now, I understand, in case you're wondering, and you might want to check it out, and I don't like Google. I go to DuckDuckGo, and there are other safe sites that you can go to help you find as you're researching. But if you go to most research, if it is on Google, it will give you the research findings that's been done by the pot industry itself. The overwhelming majority of research that's out online and that's been published that will try to tamp down the danger and the horror of marijuana, those surveys and research that have been done by the pot industry themselves. So naturally you're going to find it being a positive research finding. But ladies and gentlemen, all of those that are independent researchers will tell us that pot opens the door for all other hard drugs. States like Colorado and California are now suffering serious, serious difficulties socially, economically, and every other fashion as a result of legalizing marijuana. In fact, let me just further the monologue, and then we'll open our telephone lines and introduce our guest today. But let me just elongate and setting the stage for where we're going. First of all, lest I forget it, and oft times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. After a brief monologue and we introduce our guest, we're going to open our telephone lines, invite you to call. Love to hear from you. Do you think marijuana is bad? Is pot going to destroy the state of Florida? Will it enhance the economy in the state of Florida? Will it enhance the social life in the state of Florida? Will it be something Christians, conservatives, and patriots will embrace and be glad to see in the state of Florida? Or will it become the pot capital of America and will cause millions to travel to the state of Florida simply to buy their legal pot that cannot be bought in their state, perhaps? But listen. In the state of Colorado, divorce is up an alarming level. Money spent for marijuana causing financial problems, spousal abuse, and family issues. More than could ever be dreamed possible. And that's since 2014, I believe it was, when they legalized marijuana as a recreational use. All crime up several hundred. In fact, I believe the number, the last time I researched that, the number on all crime in the state of California, state of Colorado was up 547%. All crime is up. You hear what I'm saying? And it's as a result of the pot use, the pot sales in the state of Colorado. By the way, they pushed the pot in the state of Colorado on the basis that it would bring in major tax dollars. It would stop the black market, that is non-legal, non-taxed marijuana. It would stop that. Ladies and gentlemen, it has not stopped it. It's increased the non-taxed marijuana. It's increased the social havoc and the difficulties. For every $1 of tax money Colorado brings in from the pot sales, they are spending $4.50. Hear me, every $1 revenue they bring in, they're spending $4.50 on social services because of the spousal abuse, because of the fact that people are losing their homes in foreclosure because of spending money on pot rather than paying the bills. Ladies and gentlemen, children in the state of Colorado in particular, and I've researched that in depth, state of Colorado, the children that are overdosing as a result of eating the chocolate chip cookies that are laced with THC, the fact that they have the marijuana chewing gum, they have the marijuana cookies, et cetera, et cetera. These kids do not know that. and they're eating mom's and dad's gummy bears and chocolate chip cookies. As a result of that, dying or being overdosed and rushed to the hospital, some not surviving and some surviving as a result of the marijuana that's flowing in the state of Colorado. Listen, I could say this about a dozen other states, but I'm using that particular state because of the depth research that I've done on that. State of California is very much mirroring the same results in it. Ladies and gentlemen, traffic crimes, traffic crashes in the state of Colorado, state of California have increased exponentially. Listen, unless it's something that has happened, and our guest might be able to illumine our eyes on that, unless something has happened very recently, there's no way a state trooper or a police officer, law enforcement officer, can detect marijuana in the system of a driver of the car. It's not like a test for drunken driving where they can do an alcoholic breath test. That can't be done with marijuana. As a result of that, it leaves the law enforcement almost helpless to try to protect the citizens in these states that have introduced past legislation and or laws that will say that it's okay to sell marijuana to anybody. Traffic crimes are up as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen. So the question that I have, do we want Florida to become the pot capital of the South, or in fact, the pot capital of the nation? It's my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that we'll defeat the upcoming proposed constitutional amendment. Listen, in the state of Florida now, these pot pushers are not talking about just passing legislation for marijuana sales. They're talking about a constitutional amendment, and if they amend the Florida state constitution, then it becomes a legal right. Hear me. If this passes, this, talking about the constitutional amendment that is proposed for 2026, if it passes, if it becomes legal based on the constitutional change, a law will not change it. You cannot remove it other than by another constitutional amendment to remove it. It is there permanently. As the old cliche there, it's there until Jesus comes. And as a result of that, we have major, major, major difficulties in dealing with it because it will deteriorate the morals, ethics, and values in the state of Florida. We will, in fact, my terms, my understanding, we will become the pot capital of the nation if this passes. So therefore, I want you to listen up. I want you to understand what is taking place and why it is so important to us. We need to understand that if we allow this, it's going to deteriorate family values. It will deteriorate the morals, ethics, and values that have been promulgated in our homes and our families. It will destroy the efforts that we have of reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You'll recall the good citizens of Florida defeated this attempt in 2024. And I'm praying, ladies and gentlemen, today that these pot pushers will be defeated again. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted today that we have a very special guest, Lawrence Perkins. Lawrence has a website called Keep Florida Fresh. Lawrence will be talking with us about the dangers of marijuana. He'll be talking with us about the characteristics of marijuana. He will share with us something about the constitutional amendment that's proposed and the deceit that's webbed into that constitutional amendment as it is presently worded. I'm saying today, you need to listen up, and in a moment, as we're communicating on this, as I talk with Lawrence about it, I want you to call in, ask a question, give your insight, and listen. If you're a pot puffer and you want to challenge it, that's okay. Call in. Love to hear from you. There's some that will say, it's okay because God created the material that goes in. That's not so at all, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what we're arguing about and the point. We're talking about the dangers of it. So, Lawrence, thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us on the broadcast. But tell us, Lawrence, do this. Tell our listeners something about yourself, something about Keep Florida Fresh, your website. Why is this your passion?
Dr. Youngblood, I'm grateful to be here. My heart is for the souls and individuals that need to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. My background is I'm an engineer. I've been blessed. There is a threat to the youth. I have children. I look forward to having grandchildren. But one of the things that we've seen is the impact that cannabis and its derivatives have had on the mental capabilities of our youth. One of the things that you talked about on the very beginning of this show was about how valuable and how important truth is.
Yes.
And when we put on the in Ephesians 6, that full armor of God, he starts with a belt of truth. And I got to tell you, that truth is critical. And the second thing he talks about, the breastplate of righteousness, that breastplate of righteousness protects the heart. It protects who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is that we are a creation and an icon of value to the Creator. And that's who we are. And this world tries to dilute and to deceive us.
Yes.
Into thinking that that's not who we are. And one of the things and one of the tools that they're using is the corruption of our mental capability and our ability to forget who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Standing against that and the shrewd nature of what these tools that the devil has amassed and how he is strategically using those to change the fabric of our culture and our capability of even understanding the threats that are against us. And that's what I want to try to illuminate and speak to.
Very good. Well, Lawrence, I'm so thankful for your research, for your passion, and for your stand for truth and what we're talking about today. And ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. The whole question that we have today is, are we going to allow Florida to become the pot capital of the South? I am concerned about where we're going and what we're doing with that, ladies and gentlemen, and I pray that somehow, some way, there will be the opportunity for your calling in, asking the questions. If you've got, perhaps we will not cover an area that you're thinking about, that we need. You need to ask the question that we can. Lawrence, as we talk about that, most of our listeners, I think, would be aware of the fact that 2024, the ballot initiative was lost by the pot industry. They're coming back now strong. How many signatures do they need on a petition to get it on the ballot? How many do they have? What are they paying for these signatures? What do you see that's taking place in that realm?
Dr. Youngblood, there are several things that have happened. Constitutionally, they need just over 800,000 signatures. One of the things that they have published and made known is that at the beginning of August, they have more than 75% of the signatures that they needed. They have deployed literally armies of individuals across the state in small task forces. They bring them in from, I met some specifically from New York, from Texas. They were earning $60 an hour plus their expenses to be able to go in and target a geographic area and move into an area and then move around the state. They didn't use people from the state to do this. They used people that they brought in so they would have no reason not to be able to go and be assigned in a specific area and not to develop relationships with anybody, but to go after those signatures. And that's what they have done. And as I said, at the beginning of August, they had more than three quarters of the signatures that they were going to need to get this on the ballot. There are several things that we want to look at in terms of the reset amendment. They have done some things that they learned from the last attempt, and they have changed some language, and that language is intended to change our perception of the threat. Specifically, there are things that they've done in terms of the public place and use of marijuana that is restricted in this new language. They've also talked about the advertising to children is restrictive. Well, this deals with marijuana itself. This does not deal with the derivatives. As you know, the entire playing field of the THC has changed. Mm-hmm. The potency that they derive from cannabis right now and hemp products has been radically changed. It is so much more potent than anything that we've ever seen before. Now, as they have that extract and they use those methodologies to go in and extract THC and increase that potency, they can now deploy that in all kinds of products. Right here, we're talking about making marijuana a recreational product. And you ask about the number of states. 40 of 50 states make medical marijuana legal. 24 of 50 make recreational marijuana legal. Here in the state of Florida, they're trying to bypass the legislature and make recreational access to marijuana constitutional, which means it can't be limited in the future. That also implies that these derivatives, where we talk about everything from the gummies that have long been talked about to now sodas, sparkling water, and even powder packets, just like you would see in an electrolyte that you add to your bottle of water. Those are very, very innocuous in terms of their presentation. They can go anywhere, and they promise a high rate of deployment, a fast buzz, if you will.
Yes.
Those things are very innocuous.
One of the questions, let me ask this, so that our listeners will understand. You're saying that in the constitutional amendment that's proposed, they're saying that marijuana cannot be sold to children. And what they're saying is the marijuana itself, but they're not saying that the derivatives from the marijuana cannot be sold to children. So you're talking about the gummy bears, the chocolate chip cookies, the chewing gum, now in the packets of powder, just like you're putting sweet and low in your coffee, that type additive where they can do so, and it's innocuous, would not be able to. The average person would not know. They're not going around puffing the weed as we would think about the smoke coming from the mouth of a person on marijuana, but it's simply a derivative that is basically under the radar. Am I understanding that correctly?
Absolutely. And not only that, but the 2018 Ag Bill that promoted the derivatives from hemp have inadvertently created a market where you can mine or effectively extract the THC from hemp and now deploy that in all kinds of products that are unregulated. I hope we get to a point where we can talk about what happened in Texas this week. But in Texas, you can go into just about any convenience store and a minor can walk in and purchase a THC-laced product that can absolutely destroy their functionality. This is a Trojan horse. This bill, this ballot amendment, is a Trojan horse. They want to permeate and protect the constitutional right to that THC utilization. The marijuana that we have detested, the smell, and detested other things about it. This is just the blanket protection for all of the underlying products that will now permeate, and there are no restrictions on those.
Well, that's the whole point. If it's a constitutional amendment, it becomes a right, R-I-G-H-T, of the individual that a law cannot say you can't smoke it, you can't chew it, you can't sell it, you can't use it, et cetera, et cetera. It makes it a right. It's just like our constitutional rights of free speech. It will do the same thing as far as the permanency of it and the power of it. That's the reason they're pushing it on the constitutional basis. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. We're talking today with Lawrence Perkins. Lawrence Perkins has the operational website that he's dealing with, doing the research and the study, Keep Florida Fresh. And I'm thankful that you've joined in today. We're looking forward to you continue to listen. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.